Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Sierra Leone has some of the world's highest maternal mortality rates. One nurse, Zainab, has not lost a single mother. This Mother's Day, join CARE in supporting maternal health around the world. Learn more at care.org/Mother's Day.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Matrix Trends Erections. Trends Erections.
Hey, look.
Hey, man.
I'm trying.
I'm Jack. You are Miles.
Yeah.
We are in the Matrix.
I don't know if you guys heard.
I knew it all along.
Shit was the Matrix the whole fucking time. Yeah.
Yeah. So that is the first trend we're talking about. Matrix Resurrections. The trailer dropped. I think people are pretty excited, except for super producer Brian.
Yeah.
Not feeling it, but I thought it looked dope. I liked that there's like a full color palette this time around.
It's very colorful. I mean, many films too. Like, even people had complaints about like a lot of the Marvel films being really flat too. Mm. Like, there's just been this look cinematographically.
Cinematographically.
Whatever that adjective is. But yeah, that there's not a lot of color. For me, I just look, the second I see fucking John Wick as Neo, even though I'm still having a little bit of trouble not seeing John Wick when he's got that long ass hair and like the shaggy beard. But him and Carrie Ann Moss, that like last frame when like they're holding hands, just jumping off the building, I was like, yes, bro, let's go. Let's go. Mm. Let's fucking dive into the Matrix.
Yeah. So it seems like they have an explanation for why they are older, which is, this is a new Matrix. They don't realize they're in the Matrix at the beginning of the trailer. And yeah, so they must have been out in reality. They got red-pilled and then put back into the Matrix. And so now it's, that was a smart move, I'm saying.
Smart move, sick move.
Sick move, mate.
Wachowski, way to get it done, Lana. They look like they know that they've got a red pill problem, so I'm curious to see what they do with that. But overall, I guess the one thing for me that is, I guess, a disappointment is like I wanted to see a new thing that completely flipped filmmaking on its head, but I think that's a little too that's a big ask to make. We're like, well, where's that bullet time? Like, where's our 2020? Y'all had fucking 23 years. Mm. What the fuck? But other than that, I mean, I think for the geriatric millennials out there, my friend group, we were all like, yo, my God, let's go back. Mm. We're going back, baby.
All right. Palin is trending. Why? What?
She's just fucking trying real hard.
What is this?
You know, she's sort of like Donald Trump too, where like if she becomes just slightly irrelevant, she's got to do her damnedest to fucking, you know, make some headlines. And in this one, she made some headlines because she said, here, I'll just play the clip because we'll give her a little bit of oxygen because she's in the depths of hell. This is her you know, realizing, hey, you know what gets headlines? If you talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Take it away, Sarah.
Wow, AOC, she's really milking this, isn't it? She is such a fake feminist that she would bring up an issue like this and try to use it to make some kind of political point. That's not equality, right? Don't even get me started on this. This just makes my stomach sick what she has done. She should be embarrassed to even have tried to bring up an issue like that and make her political point. She's so off base politically, but off base even in this analogy or whatever it is that she's throwing out there. She's milking the whole female thing.
You're milking the whole. Do you know the topic she's talking about? She's like, I can't believe she's talking about this. Talking about the fucking abortion ban in Texas.
Right. What is that? What could that possibly have to do with feminism?
Oh my God. And like, wow. I mean, when someone says, don't even get me started, they have nothing to even get started on.
That's almost always the case.
That's like, I'm trying to end, like, please interject with now your words. This is me handing the baton to you because I'm saying I'm just making shit up as I go.
No, seriously, don't get me started. Don't
get me started because literally I can't start.
Don't allow me to start.
If you start me up, then I can't
start.
It's going
to be more of this.
Yeah, and then, you know, it came back and forth. AOC just like was like, I don't know, like, why don't you cry about it? Just nonsense, but that's, people love a good Sarah Palin soundbite.
Mm-hmm. Well, shout out to her. That was pretty, like, surprisingly ineloquent even for Sarah Palin, which that's
something. But that just shows you kind of where it's easier when you have to like bullshit around topics that make sense, but when your own party and platform is such a contradiction and has no like grounding on like even philosophically, like that isn't just a parody of itself, you can't really say things earnestly like and be really articulate, because what is she, I don't know what she could say. Like, is Sarah Palin's position that she's like, how dare you evoke feminism because we are, as conservatives, are the, you know, guardians of equality for, you know, like, what do you mean? Like, I don't even know, like, what's the position exactly? Yeah. Because it's
y'all
more
are
just like
proudly like misogynistic and white supremacist.
How can you say and whatever? All right.
The DOJ is trending.
Yeah.
DOJ is always trying to trend. They're so thirsty.
So thirsty. Trying to be
but
relevant.
They are suing Texas over the abortion ban, saying that the state enacted the law in open defiance of the Constitution, which seems to be true.
Yeah. See how that goes.
yeah, right.
Seems okay. That can't, no lies detected here.
Right.
In open defiance. Yep. Okay. So what next? What are we doing here? This is, you know, as they said, as Merrick Garland said, they're going to look at all their options to make sure that they protect people's access to abortions down there. So, this seems like the obvious choice. First, try and have a permanent injunction being like, my honor, this is just an open defiance of the Constitution. I rest my case. All right.
Right. But
Merrick out.
Going through the courts after the Supreme Court has sided against you seems hard, but I don't know. Maybe not.
Yeah, this is where we let the ship go off into the night and say, oh, missed that boat. I'm not a legal scholar. But yeah, I think this seems like a winnable case from my very ignorant point of view. Yeah. But more than that, how about the things that, you know, Congress can do, like make these things fucking laws. How about you do that? You got the fucking votes. You're just not willing to really fucking put Joe Manchin's back to the wall and be like, fuck around and find out. But it seems like, especially as, you know, as it relates to the infrastructure bill, people think he's going to bend in that sense. But I don't know. It's
bend,
this is the mess we're in.
Which way? Like actually let it happen?
Yeah.
Hey, I mean,
it's not a good look.
I like that guy.
It's not
best.
A good look when you're the senator from a state that has a lot of people in need and you're openly saying people don't need shit.
Right.
I don't know how you run like on that platform, but hey, this is America. Stranger things have happened.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Mother's Day. Join CARE in honoring the resilience of mothers around the world. In Sierra Leone, facing one of the world's highest maternal mortality rates, one nurse named Zainab has not lost a single mother. Supported by CARE's work, Zainab's clinic has become a beacon of hope in her community. Zainab's spirit extends to CARE's work worldwide, aiming to ensure every mother's safety during childbirth. Learn more at care.org/Mother's Day.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
And we're back, and Perceived is trending.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because it's so stupid. Okay, so the reason Perceived is trending is because of a larger quote from Chris Christie, who's talking about like where the GOP is going.
It's wrong. All the hits.
Yeah.
So, all the winners from the GOP.
Yeah, they're having a day right now.
Yeah.
He said the GOP needs to be, quote, the party that's perceived to be telling the American people the truth. They just need to be perceived as the party.
Yeah,
everyone's
dude.
Like, everyone goes, perceived. Ah, okay. I'm going to hang on to that word because you mean just lie better.
Right.
Okay.
God, that's just saying the like focus grouped market speak that is 90% of the conversations that he has during his day-to-day life, just like using that to make a public statement. Look, it's all about perceptions, and we have to be perceived as telling the American people the truth. We can't actually tell the American people the truth.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of the things we say that are the truth end up really coming to pass, and then we just realize it's all fucking lies. So we're going to have to fake a truth at some point to make the stuff seem like the truth. Because what do? Change your whole platform around? If you're going to be perceived as telling the truth, then in regards to anything, what are you? How do you remedy? I'm failing to understand how they do that.
This is part of like when you Google his name, there are like three kind of big news stories that are like Christie steps out of Trump's shadow and stokes 2024 buzz. ex-New Jersey governor Chris Christie is reportedly launching a comeback tour. And his insight is, we got to act like we're telling the truth out here. Because isn't that like the most fundamental, like, political principle?
but they put the pedal to the metal to all the lying and shit, and hardcore lying, like not Democrat broken promises and like half truth line, but like straight up just being like, yeah, the fucking sky is green, y'all, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
When you like go there,
blatant lies,
I don't know how you come back. So I guess they are, I don't know. I'm still don't understand how you turn from being completely full of shit and then saying, we have to be more truthful. Now, does that mean that that's some kind of subtweet at Donald Trump and right. saying we need to oust him from the party because we have no fucking credibility at all? And the only people that we do have credibility with think that people are straight up slamming adrenochrome out of kids and shit. That's kind of a problem. And also, when you look at how other people are campaigning against Republicans, they're just merely gesturing to the fucking other like, candidate. And they're right. like, y'all, this fool over here?
This?
Okay. Yeah, that? Yeah, yeah, go off. The okay. dude with the bear who said he didn't need a mask when he kissed his bear? Yeah, maybe he'll be your governor. I don't know.
By the way, the sky is green once you take the red pill, as the Matrix showed us. So.
Exactly.
OSHA is trending because Biden's new COVID plan is finally mobilizing OSHA to provide for workers.
Yeah.
You know, mandatory vaccinations or testing for large employers and paid time off for workers to get vaccinated.
Yeah. Which... this is him again. Strategies we're seeing governors use. There's places where, you know, people like Gavin Newsom, Kroger brand Patrick Bateman, you'll hear more about that later, but that he and other governors who are facing like tough races, they've actually been energizing independents because they've been stricter with vaccine and mask mandates. Right. And a lot of the polling is starting to show that seems to be something that is really motivating people to vote, because a lot of people have, you know, gotten a vaccine, realize that a lot of the issues that we have are born out of just instability because we have large pockets of the country that are unvaccinated. And we also have leaders who are willing to just be like, I don't know, y'all, let's fucking have a COVID party in my state. I don't give a fuck. And that seems to be really unsettling with a lot of voters. So this sort of seems like Biden kind of also seeing that, oh, people like this, so I'm going to get tougher, because a lot of the time he was just sort of like pump faking about it. But it seems like this is something that's going to be announced.
The fact that the truth and vaccinations versus anti-vaxxer shit is a political winner is honestly the best political news I think I've heard on this right. show in right. a year, maybe.
Because I mean, as every time you think we've hit peak bullshit from conservatives, like they managed to impress us, but we're clearly entering a phase where now the bullshit is so like on its face dangerous that they've just put the bar on the floor.
Right.
And again, like I said, all like Gavin Newsom is just like, oh, is this your governor, Larry Elder? Mm-hmm. Have you heard what he? Then they always just say is like, this is going to be Ron DeSantis, this is going to be Trump, and just those names are enough for people to be like, oh my god, no,
yeah. And finally, Blue's Clues was trending for the past couple days because on the 25th anniversary of that show's premiere, the original Blue's Clues host, Stephen Burns, came on and addressed Blue's Clues viewers from decades ago. And I missed this show.
I know, dude. It's just fun. I'm like, when I saw this, I'm like, why are we talking about this, Jack? You know, both of us don't know about Blue's Clues. I'm like, I know about Blue's Clues,
right.
But I watched the fucking internet be like, oh, Steve, like motherfucking Gandalf came back in Lord of the Rings and shit. And I'm like,
really,
I come to
like.
You now at the turning of the time. I'm like, I don't know this motherfucker and I don't care.
I don't,
but I understand.
All.
But also part of my struggle is knowing I'm older now. So a lot of the shit that's, you know, that's popping off are memes based on a lot of shit that I just was too fucked up to pay attention to in my teenage years. Like, I was just there enough to know about Blue's Clues and know about this face. But other than that, it did nothing for me. I got more out of the fucking seeing Yahya Mateen dressed as Morpheus in the fucking Matrix than seeing Steve from Blue's Clues.
What is Morpheus like dead in the Matrix? Is that what?
Oh, I don't know. That's a look. There's a lot of, they're saying, why is Yahya Abdul-Mateen? Is he Morpheus? Is he young Morpheus? Is he not Morpheus? Is he a parallel Morpheus?
Who are there Morphei? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So did a little research on the one thing I knew about the Blue's Clues host was that he left under mysterious circumstances, and he addressed that and said, like, look, the truth is I just like went to college. I needed to go to college when I was like, I didn't want to be a children's host. But then, like, I don't know. I did a little bit of research, and this is going to make probably a whole generation of listeners mad at me. But it does seem like what happened is he wanted to pursue a music career, and then the music career, like, didn't really take off. And so he just, like, kind of pretended that that didn't happen. And which is, like, you know. He also keeps making reference to the fact that he was going bald on TV and like that they wouldn't let him shave his head because that would like freak the kids out. which is kind of funny and weird. But
shit.
For less washed millennials, this is the equivalent of like hearing that the guy from the Cha-Ching commercial or Bobby McFerrin like jumped out of an airplane, or like all the wild urban legends about like what happened to various celebrities. Apparently there were like all sorts of rumors that he like died of a heroin overdose, that he died in a car accident, which is so weird that they thought that he like wrote himself out of the show so he could like go die or something.
I'm quite
clear on that. But anyways, it is really a strange thing to behold outside of the context of like what the zeitgeist that kind of made this so kind of culturally and like emotionally meaningful to people. I was just like, oh, like when I read the statement that he made, and people were like, I was crying so much when he said that, you know, it was sweet, but
yeah, I get why. I mean, it was very easy for me to understand why people were so taken by it. His reemergence or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just for me as a old motherfucker now, as I call people who aren't even 40 yet, I just was just like, but just, I don't know, put Redman and Method Man together, pop out. Just tell me something. Like, yeah. I'm like,
Redman, Method Man, and Steve from Blue's Clues.
Or who would it be? I'm thinking realistically, right? Who would it be from my fucking childhood that could show up right now, and I'd be like, this dude, for real. I think I used to get it when, you know, like when I would see fucking Christopher Lloyd and Michael J. Fox like team up, you know, in the latter years to be Marty and Doc Brown and shit.
That or LeVar might be Burton like coming on Jeopardy because Reading Rainbow was like such a wave for like younger people. Like that was
The Reading Rainbow revival that hit different. But yeah, you know what? Shout out to, if that gave you a dopamine boost, I'm jealous. Yes. Okay? Because I'm out here watching the Matrix trailer 9 times over trying to figure out why does Keanu Reeves look all weird in his reflection?
Right. Yeah, that is weird. Wait,
I'm going to be on like Steven Crowder's show by the end of the year. This is like activating some weird shit in my head from 98. Like Miles just left the building, y'all.
All right, that is going to do it for this Thursday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, wear a mask, get the vaccine, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we'll talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get.
But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Sierra Leone has some of the world's highest maternal mortality rates. One nurse, Zainab, has not lost a single mother. This Mother's Day, join CARE in supporting maternal health around the world. Learn more at care.org/Mother's Day.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.